Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Happy Saturday, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. This is Rick Rickma, your hard-working mortgage guy with Advisors Mortgage Group. And I truly appreciate you joining us today. Last week, we talked about the 10 steps to buying a home. If you're looking at buying a home, I would go to my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com, and there's a radio show tab. Click on that, and it should have the 10 steps will be up there. You can look at those or listen to the show. You can also go to freedom95.us and you can listen to the whole show right there if you want to listen to the 10 steps. If you're looking at buying a home or know somebody is, it could be very helpful to them. I would recommend it. But today, you know, we're going to talk about the opposite. We're going to talk about refinancing. If you already own a home and you haven't refinanced recently and you've not heard that the rates are at record lows, They are incredibly low. It absolutely boggles my mind when I price a loan sometimes at the rate that we're able to get today. It just is absolutely unbelievable. When you look at what happens, let's say the market turns around and inflation kicks back in, and we get some inflation. The rate that you get, if you take all the inflation into account with the rate, it could be zero or negative when you tie in inflation. Once we have inflation kick in, it is incredible how low rates are. If you haven't looked at refinancing, and there's not some reason that you don't think, and even if you think there's a reason you can't refinance, it still doesn't hurt to talk to me. It doesn't hurt to find out for sure. Can you or can you not refinance? Because there are many people who think they can't that can. And we want to talk about that and go through it and just make sure. Because sometimes, let's take somebody. Here's an example. I had a customer and they were at 4.75%. And they were worried because their credit score was low. And when you have a lower credit score and you're taking cash out, it kicks the rate up. Well, they were still able to save over a full 1% of that. So it dropped over one. And I wish I could talk about the actual rate, but I can't legally do that. If you're wondering why I'm not, that's why. So they saved a tremendous amount of money by refinancing. And the nice thing is, let's take an example like that. We cashed out. We took that cash out. We paid off debt. The debt, by paying off the debt, the credit score is going to come up. 6 months from now, if the rates are still low, we'll be able to refinance it without the cash out with a higher credit score and lower the rate again. So there's a lot of strategy to making this to help you get the very best. But even if the rate doesn't stay down or doesn't go lower, even if it just stays where it at, or it goes up, and so you can't get a better rate than they got today. They still saved a tremendous amount of money on the rate. It was definitely worth it to them. They were extremely excited. So refinancing can make a lot of sense for people, and you really, really should look at it. And I'm saying every word twice. I apologize, but I'm trying to get that point across because we're extremely busy. The amount of calls I get every day looking to refinance and putting together the information, it takes some time, but it's well worth it. And it's really satisfying for me to help somebody, you know, drop their rate from the upper fours to, you know, well below that. And they save a tremendous amount of money, sometimes $200, $300, $400 a month. Or they take that $400 a month and they pay their loan off that much quicker and they save, you know, $60,000 on their loan over a 15-year period. I've had many of people recently that we've done that. We keep the payment, you know, we show them where you shorten the term, keep the payment similar, and they've saved just a tremendous amount of money on their mortgage. And it is amazing what you can do. Or you can refinance, not make extra payments, take that extra money that you're saving, put it into an investment, and I can help you get with a great investment advisors, and you can put that money into investments, and you can then have the cash available if you need it. A lot of people today, with what's going on with COVID and what's happened with COVID, we're a lot more conservative on our finances, it seems to me, many people are, and they're trying to keep, so the people who would normally gone with a 15-year and that little lower rate are doing 30s, they want the flexibility, they want the lower payment if they need it, they can always pay extra on a conventional mortgage, there's no prepayment penalties, not allowed, so if you do a conventional or an FHA, you're not going to have a prepayment penalty, you can pay extra on all of them, so it's a great way to get a little more flexibility in your payment and a little bit more flexibility in your life. You can always pay extra, but you can also take that money and invest it. You can go buy a boat, you know, whatever it is you want to go do. I wouldn't advise buying a boat, but you can do that. So that is important as we look at refinancing. And people are refinancing for a variety of reasons. We talked about a little bit about it. Rate is obviously the number one reason people are refinancing. They're much higher rates, or even if they're at, you know, 3.25. I have many of people at 3.25 that it makes sense to refinance today. I have people even on a 15 that are under 3 that it makes sense to refinance today because the rates are so low. So rate is the number one reason we're seeing for people to refinance. And that's, you know, one of those things that we got, you know, we watch. And rate's important. So let's say rate, you talk to me, the rate isn't as where you wanted it to be. We can then watch rates, and if they happen to go down, there's no guarantees. And I wouldn't, if somebody's saving 1.5% on their interest rate, even depending on the loan amount, even 0.5% on a big loan amount, I wouldn't recommend waiting to see if the rate might go down. But if it doesn't make sense, then it can make sense to, if the rate, you know, to see, and let's just wait and see if the rate happens to go down, then and I will watch that. We let you know, and it can make sense. We get you in a lower rate and save you some money. The reason I don't think it makes sense if you already make sense to refinance to sit and wait is it's called the cost of waiting. If let's say you're saving $300 a month and now you're saying, well, I want to wait. And what you're waiting for an eighth lower, a quarter lower, saves another $20 a month. And if it for something that may never happen, but if it took 10 months and you were saving $300, you save $3,000. And how much is that other little bit? How long is it going to take to make up that $3,000? That's why. So it's a hope and not a guarantee. So that's why I say that. But if it doesn't make sense yet to refinance, then it's worth waiting for, because then we can watch it and see. And if we get lucky, maybe it'll go down. Sometimes it pops down and then pops right back up, and we luck out and get that good rate. Another big reason people are refinancing is some people, they're shortening the term. You know, I said a lot of people aren't shortening the term today. They're actually going back to 30 years and lowering their payment. That's the biggest thing I see. But I also see people wanting to shorten their term and go to maybe a 20-year or a 15-year fixed rate mortgage, even a 10-year fixed rate mortgage, depending on what they're on today. So we can run through those numbers and see what that does. And again, sometimes you look at somebody wants a 10-year fixed rate mortgage, but we run it, the rate's the same on the 15. They go on a 15, they have the flexibility, they can still pay it as 10 and pay it off in 10 years if the rate's the same. Or they just have the flexibility. So it's one of those things we want to look at. We want to walk through it. Make sure I want to ask the questions and walk through the information so that you are making the correct decision for you, that you know that's what you want to do and it's the best option. Another huge reason people are doing refinances today is to cash out the payoff bills. This is a huge one. It's amazing with these rates how much you can save by refinancing and paying off other debt. I've done some where I did one for a customer, and we were able to pay off this debt. There were cars, there were credit cards, I think there were student loans in there, and we were going to we're paying off all this debt. Not going to, we did. We paid off all this debt. You know what? We're up on a break, so I'll get back. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much. We're talking about cashing out to pay off bills, and it's a huge piece of the business today. A lot of people doing this because it is so advantageous with the rates that we have today. So if you have high interest rate credit cards, if you have car payments, you have student loans, you know, there's just any of the debt that you have that you might be able to put in there. You know, we have to hold the certain loan to values and all that, and it does increase the interest rate a little bit. But we take all that debt, and it does a couple things. Number one, you take all that debt, you put it into the new mortgage, and if you just make the new mortgage payment, like some people are saving $12,000 to $2,000 a month on payments. So if you're and sometimes maybe it's only $300 or $400 a month, but $300 or $400 a month on a $100,000 loan amount is huge, and it can really take a lot of stress out of your life. And I have a program where I can put all the information in there, and we'll show you exactly how it works. Or you can make the same payment you would make that you were making before with all the debt on the new mortgage payment, and cut the term of that new mortgage payment generally. Over half in the time frame it would take to pay it off. The last one I did, they went on a 30-year, and they were plans to pay it extra, and according to the program, they were going to pay it off in under 11 months by using the exact same payments they were making already, so no additional payments. Now, you cut that payment in half, take some of the stress away, keep the other payment high. But remember, you don't have to make that higher payment. So the stress really isn't there. You're only making it because that's what you want to do. And then you can pay that off. Or you can take all that extra money and you can invest it. And again, either way, if you that's what you want to do, and we were talking, I would help, you know, if you didn't have an investment person, we can certainly get you an advisor, point you in the right direction, give you some names so you could talk to somebody to see, you know, who might be able to help you out. And that would be critical too, because you know, you can really change by managing your debt with your mortgage, you can change your financial life, and it can make a huge difference. And it is extremely important that you do that. And it is important that you have somebody who understands it and can walk you through it. You know, because of that, you know, I've done a lot of training. I've been in the business for a long time. And it's an important piece. I'm a certified mortgage planner. I'm a divorce lending. What do they call it? You know, it's terrible. I'm getting old, and that's the problem here. That's why you should call me, because I'm old. No, I'm kidding. But I have a lot of knowledge. Unfortunately, my memory sometimes, I can't remember. It's divorce lending, whatever. Anyway, I went through additional training. So if somebody's getting divorced or thinking about divorce or has been divorced, I can help them. You know, also I like to have that extra training. I like to walk people through and help them get what's going to benefit them the most. And so sometimes paying off bills and putting everything together can be a huge, huge boon for you. So I really encourage you to think about that, and to go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com, look up my contact information, and let's talk about, you know, contact me. We'll talk about it and we'll figure it out.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
You know, Candy R asked me the other day, she was looking at refinancing, and she wanted to know, and the refinance, did she have to have an appraisal? And it's a great question. And years ago, the answer was always yes, you're going to have an appraisal unless there's a certain type of mortgage product. But today, there's a lot of times we don't have to have an appraisal. Not not only on refinances, but even sometimes on a purchase, we'll get an appraisal waiver. And what an appraisal waiver is that, let's take a conventional mortgage. You take a conventional mortgage, and it's Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, Federal Home Loan Bank. And then on that conventional mortgage, they if let's say you have a Freddie Mac or a Fannie Mae loan, those are the two that will give us the appraisal waiver. And that doesn't mean who's servicing it. It could be the servicer could be Chase Bank, but it's not who's servicing it. It's where that money is. When they did your loan on a conventional mortgage, when they do your loan, anybody does a loan, and it's conventional, they're going to sell it to one of those three conventional lenders. That's where the money goes. They make it retain servicing rights. So they're going to keep making, you're going to make your payments to them. Like with advisors, for we don't keep all of them, but we keep a tremendous amount of them. So you may be, if you did a loan with us, you're likely going to be making your payment to Advisors Mortgage. But the money, the actual loan, is not with Advisors. It's with Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae or the Federal Home Loan Bank. With us, normally Freddie or Fannie. So that's where the money's going to be, and that's where these rules are going to come out of. So they're the ones who make the decision. So what they do is let's move forward. We want to do a refinance. So what we would do is we're going to get all the information, run credit. We're going to have all your information, and then we're going to run what's called automated underwriting. And in that automated underwriting, it's going to come up with what they call findings. And the findings are going to give us a variety of things, one of which is, do we need an appraisal or not? And it's happening a lot that we don't need an appraisal. The findings are also going to come up with other things. Basically, it's going to tell us exactly what we need from you, the documentation that we need from you, based on the information. Now, there may be additional items. The underwriter could look at the information and need other things, or that we may not need anything. We hope not to need anything other than what the findings are. So that is we get those findings, and that's going to tell us, do we need an appraisal? If we don't need an appraisal, what that's saying is, if we put in that your house is worth $300,000 and it says we don't need an appraisal, it means that they're accepting that $300,000 as value, and it eliminates the risk of the appraisal coming in low or lower than what you were expecting, because we're not requiring an appraisal. Now understand, I've never actually had this happen, but that appraisal waiver can be revoked if things change in a file. So let's say, I shouldn't say I've never had it happen. Let's say you have somebody who, let's say you're doing the loan and you decide, you know what, I wasn't doing cash out, now I want cash out. When you do that, you could lose the appraisal waiver. But other than that, there's very little that would happen unless things change drastically. Like I said, I've never lost it for you don't have it anymore, because we have to run it a couple different times, but I've never had it go away. It can happen. No, it can happen. But the appraisal waiver means you don't have to go into the house. So with Candy, it was, yeah, they don't have to go into the house. And an appraisal waiver can even happen on a purchase, which to me is kind of mind boggling. So you could buy a house and we might put it through, and it comes out that you don't need an appraisal. And most of the time that this happens, it's because it's going to be credit score driven and it's going to be down payment driven. You put quite a bit of money down, you have high credit scores, everything looks good. They waive the appraisal. They also already know pretty much what that house value is. They have all the houses in the neighborhood financed for the most part. Maybe not all, but I'll bet 60% of the houses are financed through Freddie or Fannie. And so they already know the value of those homes because they have the financing on the homes. Maybe any one of them may have 20 or 30% of the homes in a neighborhood. And that's another piece of the key. The appraisal waivers don't generally happen if you're out in the country, because there just aren't enough comps for them to be able to come up with value. So that does become less likely if you're out in the country. But again, people don't really, they would like to not have an appraisal for a variety of reasons. One, you don't want the appraiser in the house. And a lot of times we get that appraisal waiver. One of the nice things is that if we haven't collected any money, so we've taken all the application and everything else, if the appraisal waiver is critical, you don't want an appraisal in the house and we don't get it, you would be able to stop the process. It wouldn't cost you anything and we could just cancel the loan. So it is, if that's something that's important to you, I would highly recommend that you still talk to me and we can look at it, because we can get an idea if we think there's much chance. But again, all it takes is we get the information. We don't even have to get documents at that point. We get the information. We run your credit. That's critical. And we run this through our automated underwriting system and see if it comes up with an appraisal waiver. So at that point, you wouldn't be out any money. Once past there, well, actually, if we get the appraisal waiver, we don't collect any money until closing if you're bringing money to closing. So that's another piece and another part of another a whole nother show probably. So that kind of gives you an idea of the appraisal, hopefully. And I talked to Candy about it, and that helped her. She felt comfortable, and she moved forward. The next thing, though, we want to talk about is the cash out for home improvements. So we're talking about refinancing in this show, and then there's a cash out for home improvements. That's another huge piece of the business right now. Lots of people are seeing the advantage. One, they want to improve their house because we're sitting in our houses. We're in our houses more. We're not, some, many of us are not actually going to work. We're working out of our homes, and we want it, and we're not going on vacation. It's probably one of the biggest things that's driving me crazy is I haven't gone anywhere. I like to go, and I like to go places. I can't go anywhere. So it's really driving me crazy. And so that's why we're, like I told you in the last show, we're doing home improvements for that reason, because we're the same way as everybody else. Now, I do go into the office every day because there's nobody there, but it's very, very nice. We're not leaving, not going on vacation. We're not really doing much on the weekends. We're pretty much in the house. So having the house nicer is really important. And this is a great way to do it. And there's a couple ways to do this cash out for home improvement. Well, one's cash out, one's another way to do the home improvement. If you have the equity in your house. So, and when we say to have the equity in your house, let's say your house is worth $500,000. I'm only doing this because it makes it easy for me to run the numbers. If it's $500,000, we can loan up to an 80% loan to value. 80% of 500 is $400,000. So that's the loan amount. If you owe $200,000 currently on the home, you could borrow up to $400,000, meaning you could borrow an additional $200,000 to do the improvements on the home. Some of you may not need that, but that's how we work the numbers. So if you have the equity in your home to make that work, the best option is a home improvement. So why is that the best option? Because it's the least expensive, number one. Number two, we just give you the money, and now you're in control. So you can find, I find people tell me they get better deals when they have cash. So they might find cabinets where they can, if they pay cash for them, they get a better, they've saved 20, 30, 40% on the cabinets. So they would rather have the cash, pay that, so they get it less expensive and they save that money. So that can be a great option. And again, you would want it, we want to talk about it. We want to understand, you know, that process and understand, make sure you understand how that works if you're looking at doing that. And because of the low rates, now the rates are going to be a little higher when we do this cash out. It costs a little bit more. They're Freddie and Fannie, it's a little more risk, so they do increase the interest rates a little bit. How much do they increase the interest rate? It depends on your credit score and your loan to value. So if you went all the way, you know, I've had people who cash out, they aren't even at 50%. It doesn't hurt their rate very much. But I've had many people who go to 80%. And it does increase the rate a little bit, but we're at record low rates. So it's not like you have to worry, you know, it's not like you're going to be, you know, financially strapped that the rate's going to be real high. It's not what it does. I've had many people who are able to do this, refinance, and actually have a payment less than what they have today. And sometimes they combine it. Some people will combine the cash out for home improvement and the cash out to pay off bills, combine it. They'll pay off some bills. They'll do the cash out for home improvement and kind of, you know, are able to take care of two situations with one refinance. The other nice thing about the cash out for the home improvement is that when you go through it, you close, that's the rate. And if rates happen to drop, if let's say we got lucky, or let's say they don't even drop, let's say they stay the same, but in 6 months, your home improvements are completed, your house is now increased in value, hopefully your loan to value is better, and hopefully your credit scores were good, we can go in and we no longer have the cash out cost to the rate. So now you, even if the rates are the exact same as they are today, you get a little better rate because you, you're no longer cash out and you have a better loan to value. And with that, it may make a lot of sense to refinance and get even a lower rate. So it's another great option. Now, another way to go about doing the home improvements is to do what's called, what we call fix-it mortgage. And what fix-it mortgage does, this is when you don't have the equity in your house. You need to do the improvements to get the equity. The cash out for home improvements, you have the equity and you can do it, and then and you can fix the house up and it increases the value. Okay, so let's say you have a $200,000 house, you're putting 50 in and it's going to increase it to 240, whatever that happens to be. Well, we can go in with a fix-it mortgage. They're going to appraise the home for the fixed up cost. Basically, you've already done the improvements. That's how they're going to appraise it. They're going to appraise it as if the improvements are completed. And with that, as they look at that, so now that instead of a $200,000 house, they go, okay, now this house is worth $240, and we'll loan up to 95% on a conventional. So now you can actually get more, a little more money than you could on a lot more money than you could on just a straight cash out refinance, because you can go over 80% and get the money you need to do the repairs. And along with that, there's some other things, there's other pieces to this loan. Now, it's a little more expensive than the cash out for home improvements. So understand your rate's going to be a little higher, payment's going to be a little higher, but this is another one. If rates stay where they're at or go down, either one, or even go up a little bit possibly, and you do the fix it mortgage, we can then go in again 6 months, you get the house fixed up, we can appraise it when it's done. We go in, we can do the appraise it, and then hopefully you have equity and you're we can get a better rate and just refinance it out of the fix it mortgage. Now, you can do this on your primary residence, but you can also do this on a second home, and you can do this on an investment home. So if you have investment property, or let's say you're looking at buying an investment property and you want to do what you see on fix it. I don't know. The show's on cable. You can watch the houses that get fixed up. I can't remember what they're called. Home and Garden, H&G. I don't know. Whatever they are, you can go, you can do the same thing, and you can do it with a mortgage, and you can even do it with a purchase. If you were looking at buying a house, let's say you found a house down the street, you're looking at it and you say, man, I think I could buy that really cheap and I could fix it up. And then I could make some money on it, either rent it or I could sell it. I think that would be a good deal. This is a mortgage that could work for that also. It's something that is very, very workable in a variety of situations. And so it's something that if you're looking at doing anything, like if you're looking at doing home improvement and you aren't sure of value, you aren't sure of these things, we can just talk about it. We can walk through it. We can try to get an idea by looking up online, guesstimate of values. The biggest thing I look up is what is the home assessed at? Because normally the assessment's lower than the value, so it gives us a pretty good idea. Sometimes they aren't close and you can't tell, but other times you can get a pretty good idea based on assessment what the value might come in at. And many times you know you've put a lot down or you've paid on it for 15 years or whatever it is that's made it down. This is a great opportunity to really do some home improvement either on your primary home, a second home, or an investment home, or buying a home and doing the improvements, whether it's an investment or a primary home that you want to buy, put a new kitchen in, whatever. We can do that with this mortgage. It is a great opportunity to really improve the home. The best way to get a hold of me, go on hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. And you can, from there, you can contact me. My email's there. My phone number's there. You can contact me directly from the website. You know, just go there, hardworkingmortgageguy.com, and contact me, and we'll go through whether it's, you know, refinancing, you want to lower the rate, you want to shorten your term, you want to pay off some bills, you want to do home improvement, and pay off bills, you want to lower monthly payments, whatever it is you want to do, give me a call, contact me, hardworkingmortgageguy.com, and we can talk about that. And please listen next week as we talk about credit and how it works.